Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LA's has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, LA's plans for the fall school semester, new permissions for working in nursing homes, and when you might expect to ride your favorite roller coaster again. But first, Governor Newsom announced Monday that some businesses could open as soon as Friday, but that's not soon enough for many protesters who were out last week. Sharon McNary has more.
I went to Huntington Beach near the pier on Friday, and that's where about 3,000 people from all over Southern California had massed to protest continuing coronavirus shutdowns. Now, they want the beach open, but they also want restrictions on businesses lifted so they can start making money again. There were a lot of signs calling for the shutdowns and precautions to end, and they felt like these were a violation of their personal freedoms. There's lots of signs against Governor Newsom, who's proponent of these shutdowns, and some for President Trump. And the demonstrators were mostly white. It was not really representative of like California's diversity. Very few of the people wore face masks or kept a safe distance from each other. And some said they didn't believe the warnings that public health officials have been giving out about how dangerous and contagious this virus can be. So it'll be interesting to see whether the coronavirus ratings spike up in Orange County or some other locations in the coming weeks.
LA Unified School District officials are making plans for summer, and for now, none of those plans involve reopening school campuses shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Kyle Stokes on the latest update from Superintendent Austin Buettner.
Yeah, today Austin Buettner described that schools in LAUSD are going to resume the fall semester as scheduled on August 18th, but it's not clear whether or not schools are going to be conducted in person, in physical classrooms, on campuses, or if distance learning is going to continue through the summer. This, of course, comes in the context of the governor, who last week suggested that schools might cut short their summer breaks and begin their new school year early, perhaps as early as mid-July, out of concern that students are just falling behind academically while they're stuck at home. Buettner said that he didn't intend today's announcement as a rebuke of the governor, didn't rule out the possibility, but is meanwhile just forging ahead with the district's own plans for an expanded summer school program as basically a remedy to the same problem that Newsom is identifying of learning loss over the summer.
As many care facilities now face staffing shortages due to coronavirus outbreaks, LA County officials are giving paramedics and EMTs special permission to work in nursing homes. Jackie Fortier reports.
Yeah, we also got an update today from health officials. They say more than 2,900 healthcare workers and first responders have COVID-19 in LA County. That's 1,000 more than just last week. 40% of those cases are in skilled nursing facilities. So this outbreak is really affecting staffing. In an effort to make more healthcare professionals available to work in nursing homes, there's new rules out of LA County, and it allows EMTs and paramedics to administer drugs like inhalers and like intravenous medications. These are things that they don't usually do, but are done a lot of the times by nurses in nursing homes. A lot of these EMTs aren't working right now due to a drop in emergency room visits. So now they can work in nursing homes, but they have the freedom to do it. We'll have to see if they want to.
And finally, as summer approaches, one question fun seekers are asking is, when can we visit our favorite theme parks again? As Mike Rowe reports, the answer to that, unsurprisingly, is complicated.
Well, you know, Governor Newsom's been doing these press conferences, and he hasn't explicitly mentioned theme parks, but he has said that mass gatherings aren't coming until the final phase of the state reopening, which isn't expected until at least next year. You know, parks might be able to start reopening as part of California's Phase 3, which is expected in the next few months. That's if they make substantial changes to how things are done and get approval from the state. You know, San Diego, their tourism authority, put out a safety plan for and their theme parks might be able to reopen, which includes cutting attendance, wearing face masks, hand washing stations throughout the parks, temperature checks for employees, and a lot of other changes. They're hoping that means they can reopen within the next few months, but it remains to be seen if the state will allow that. So for now, the closest we're probably going to get to theme parks is looking through your old photos or watching some YouTube videos.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.